The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, our state. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Good morning, Trish Clark.
Good morning.
And there's Bad Bob. He's revising the weather here today. I mean, it was absolutely, when I walked outside this morning with the elk killer jumps out and immediately charges this, I think it was a mountain lion in the backyard, and dove into the bushes that were wet because I water during the night on my days, so I water at night. Uh-huh. Well, the bushes are wet. Well, uh-huh. Killer dives right in it, comes out soaking wet. Well, soaking wet as she can get. Anyway, good morning, everybody. It's Thursday. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Trish?
It's 90 degrees, or it's 61 degrees as we speak in downtown Reading, but we're expecting a high of 90 today. Are you kidding me? It's been 90 when I've got out of bed most mornings recently. calm, windy, and becoming...
It must be a hell of a bed.
Mostly clear with a low around 62 this evening. Looking for a high of 93 on Friday. Friday night, about 64. And in the 90s, mid-90s, all through the weekend. So we're going to have a little cooling off period, and boy, is that welcome. Weather's brought to us, as always, by Shasta Gas Propane. Cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. They're Oakley owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts, and you can give them a call at 365-3793.
There you go, veteran owned business. And good morning and guten morgen, Jarhead. You know, my friend here is a Marine, and he's been sick. He's a young guy, but he's obviously not in very good shape. And he's been sick with pneumonia.
Oh.
In fact, we heard him coughing, and Linda said, you know, that cough sounds a little raspy, you know, like this. And he goes, and I said, yeah. And then I hadn't heard from him for like 8 days.
Wow.
So he was in a hospital for part of that, and they take away his iPad, his computer, his iPhone, take it all away from him. And he's, you know, of course, then he goes through depression and withdrawal. And then now I guess they've let him back.
No.
I guess they've let him, oh, he's just a weakling, just a little scrawny guy. And, you know, and the nurses just held him down, One of the nurses held him down, just took it away from him, and one of them spanked him.
Oh.
It was horrible. He's thinking about a lawsuit.
And,
oh, my God. Yeah, he's listening right
now. He's a good friend of yours, right?
He's listening right now.
good.
Okay, hey, you know what? This is open line, but we're going to have guests. We're going to have Patrick Jones in here.
Oh, cool.
Okay, now on Monday. Yeah,
Patrick in a while.
Patrick has kind of been in hold duff late, as we say.
Pay attention
not
to business.
Not totally, but in business. And he's talking about, he's going to come on today and talk about gun owners of California.
They got a big function coming up this weekend.
And but I'm sure we'll get into the record range. Because we had Walt McNeil on Tuesday, to talk about Record Range. And of course, you know, the people from Record Range are up in arms, and I've invited them on. And as soon as they work it out with their attorneys. up in arms. Did you get that?
Yeah.
Oh, man, they're out. Anyway, they have to talk to their attorneys first before they come on. And I understand that. I mean, you've got an attorney talking on one side, so anything he says, he pretty much can, you know, cover what he says. But if you're talking about a case that may be happening, they need to talk to their attorney. So as soon as they get that done, they're going to come on.
And their attorney is going to advise them to stay off the radio and
just say, don't talk about
don't this. Don't talk about this because you're going to build a case.
We have got just so much stuff to talk about.
I know. There's so many things.
We need to start off a little slower though today.
Okay.
Let's start off with Mayor Sullivan.
Oh, okay.
I tell you what. Let's start off with REU. It seems like there is a Reading Electric Utility billing scam going on. Oh, yeah. Is they've learned of a utility billing scam. This came out to us in a press release, which is targeting REU customers. REU has received telephone calls and emails from customers who have received a call from a telephone number listed outside of the city of Reading area or an unsolicited email. And what it's saying is that you owe money to REU.
Oh, okay.
And they were going to cut your electricity off right now if you don't pay them, make the payment. And, of course, that is absolutely REU will never email you to ask about financial information. Of course, they want your credit card number and all that. Then they got you.
Okay, how about the phone calls? Would they receive a phone call from them?
They've gotten phone calls, too. What you do is you're concerned about it. Just say, well, you know what? I'm going to call customer service. Just call customer service at 339-7200. If somebody from REU says they're calling you and they're going to cut your service off, say, you know what? I'm going to call customer service and see if this is true. And
yes.
Then do that. And make a note of the phone number if you've got it on your on your phone. Tells you what the phone number it is. But they will never email you. So, and they will never, well, in fact, REU will never call or email you and direct you to a non-REU payment facility or require a specific method of payment, cash, credit card, etc., to pay your utility bill. REU does not solicit utility payments over the telephone or by email. All right, everybody, got that?
You receive a letter in the mail telling you blah, 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 or they come by and they hang a note on the box.
Yeah.
Exactly. There's a proper manner for them to notify you. But you know what? When you get that phone call, even though you know, I mean.
Oh, they're good.
It's bad. You know, my mother-in-law fell for it, and she knew better than that. And she fell for it, and as soon as she did it, she goes, you know what? I think I just made a mistake.
Yeah.
And by the time she called the credit card company, they had already started charging.
Yeah?
Yeah, to stop it. Anyway. Yeah, I mean, she's a very bright lady.
Yeah. No, they can be very, very convincing. I have to admit that one time on a computer thing, I actually believed that the guy was telling me the truth. And
he was going to show up later that day.
No, well, no, that he was going to get into my computer. Yep.
Oh.
And
you're in company with my mom.
I got it stopped, and I wised up at a point during the conversation. It finally just hit me. This was not good. And I reached up and unplugged the computer. Because I figured that was the only way I could stop them from doing what they were doing. I did have a virus. I had to have somebody come and clean it out, but it didn't cost me any money. And I don't know what just dawned on me about halfway through that conversation. And I went, this is not good. And I pulled the plug on the computer. And then they kept calling me back. You must start the computer so we can finish our transaction. Blah, 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 blah. And I'm going, nice. Not happening.
I've just reported you to the FBI.
Yeah.
And by the way, my son is an FBI agent. And they're already checking on you. Right. In fact, they're probably coming in through your door right now.
And well, most Vadania. Yeah, most of these are out of Russia or someplace.
But, you know, they are good. And so I don't like people to beat themselves up if they get caught on it. But really, any of those phone calls you get, think really clear and hard about it. And if they won't let you hang up the phone and call them back,
yeah. Ask for their certification number.
Yeah.
That's what Sungold says.
Yeah.
Sungold says,
yeah.
Yeah, those Microsoft crooks. Ask them for their certification numbers and throws them every time. What she does, she plays along with them until they finally hang up. I tell you, somebody else does that. Tim at a Cypress Square barbershop. They get a caller to that barbershop who's trying to sell something. I've seen him keep people on there for over 30 minutes, talking not only to them, but their boss and their boss's boss. And then at the end say, well, you know, really, I'm not that, you know, this is a business. We can't do that. And, I'm surprised that they haven't threatened him by saying
the other thing is, just lay the phone down and walk away, because it's my understanding. Well, or call them back. One day, if you call them back, mm-hmm. when they're harassing you, and you can do the star whatever, and then you can call them back, and then just lay your phone down and walk away. If you call them, they can't hang up.
I thought they can. Yeah, you can.
I don't think they can. I don't think they can get. I think there's something about keeping the line open.
They have to time it out. Yeah, they have to disconnect from their end.
Yeah, some taste anyway.
Whatever.
Hey, this portion of the show though is brought to you by speaking of ways to handle uncomfortable, situations is your Sleep Number bed. If it's an uncomfortable situation, what do you do? Change the setting.
I did that last night.
You know, sleep number. Right now, in fact, I think Linda is in that sleep number bed right now. No, she's up now. She's up and she's out running already. But my sleep number setting is 45. I don't even want to know what yours. Okay, tell me.
Mine's 55, but last night I was having a little trouble staying asleep and staying on my back, and so I put that right down to 45.
There you go. That worked.
Went right back to sleep.
They have new, you know, I've told you about the Sleep IQ technology. Yes. Well, now they have Sleep IQ technology. They have Sleep IQ kids going to the kids' beds. This way the parents can tell if the kids are sleeping okay. They can read these things, too, and they can make adjustments because kids need a lot of sleep.
Yes, they do.
And they're not going to do good in school. They're not going to go. They're going to be grouchy. They're going to be grumpy just like adults, except in little kid ways. So they got Sleep IQ technology for kids. And how do you find out, how do you get to Sleep IQ technology where it tells you how you sleep, gives suggestions, or just being able to have your dual air bed so that you can, you can still sleep with your loved one but have your own firmness is by going to the Sleep Number store in the Target Shopping Center. Right over there, go down and see Brian or Janice, see any of those people, and I guarantee you, they're going to show you how you can sleep better. How much is a good night's sleep worth?
Priceless.
These beds, yeah, they are. It is priceless. I mean, you know, sleep, diet, exercise. It's going to you can be around forever. Not only that, but it's made in America. It's rated number one by Consumer Reports. All of this at Sleep Number. Head on down there. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
It's Lady Bott and the Bluebirds in Elements Lounge inside Wind Rivers Resort and Casino August 6th from 7 to 9 p.m. Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me for Romance on the River as I sing my favorite songs from the American Songbook, jazz standards with great musicians like Pat Karch on piano, Bobby Veramontes on drums, Bruce Kalin on bass, and my special guest Paul Senn on trumpet. Call for reservations at 243-3377. That's Lady Bott and the Bluebirds August 6th.
Better health means better business. Adamson's Peak Performance now offers businesses a variety of services aimed at making your employees healthier, fitter, and more productive. Our corporate wellness services include corporate membership rates, group personal training, discount personal training rates, fitness lectures and motivational talks, as well as customized corporate wellness plans. To schedule a corporate wellness consultation with Eric or to learn more, call us at 221-8006 or visit adamsonspeakperformance.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So, what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Allen and Dahl Funeral Chapels are locally owned and family operated since 1978. Our goal is to assist you with your questions and decisions in difficult times, treating you with respect, care, and understanding, as we would with our own family. We have a reputation for being honest and compassionate, and our rates being very reasonable. We have a menu of various services, from cremation to traditional paths. Let us be there for you and help you with the questions you may have, even if you have already chosen another chapel service. That's just the kind of people we are. Always there for you. Allen and Dahl, with three locations to serve you. Redding, Anderson, and Palisadro. For more information or questions, call 547-4444. That's 547-4444. Allen and Dahl. Family, helping family.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday. On the spot, Linda Bott tonight is really on the spot with Molly Kidd. Molly's got the show on the for the summer, and she's just doing a fantastic job. Welcome back, my friends. It's 7:22.
Glenn Campbell's Mother's Brothers.
Yeah, kind of thing. You know, she's kind of like where the Gold Diggers would take Dean Martin's place during the summer. Now you got Molly Kidd taking the place of the Gold Diggers. So I'm not sure, but Molly is just she's just 150 watts or 1,000 watts
yes,
of energy.
Energize
your bunny out there. It's great. 7:23 in the morning, 61 degrees out there, going up to 90 today. It's going to be a really nice day, only 90 degrees today. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Phone lines here, 605-4567. We're doing kind of open line, except for our next segment when we'll have a guest. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, one of the favorite places of Linda and Trish.
Absolutely.
You know, only in Reading can you say that with a straight face.
What?
Cooling trend to 90 degrees.
Yeah, cooling trend to 90.
It's actually brisk out there this morning, gentlemen.
Elk, tell you what, Elk Killer jumped into the bushes, came out and shook herself, and it was quite cold out there.
Yeah. Right?
So, it wasn't that cold.
Had to pull those covers up early this morning.
Or just snuggle in.
Yeah.
Okay, Four Winds Jewelry, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Great jewelry, great prices there. He's got a selection from all over the world, but there is a lot of great estate jewelry there, just fabulous estate jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, right across the street from Sierra Gibbs. Mayor Sullivan.
Yes.
Is in the paper today. They had the Water Commission, or whatever that is, from the state.
I haven't read the paper today, so you tell me about it.
The Water Commission was in yesterday. And we have this problem in Caldwell Park. You've heard about this. We water the streets. We water the sidewalks. We just pour the water out.
7 days a week.
7 days a week.
Yeah,
and people complain.
Concrete.
They have to call. I mean, look, the water's washing away the street. We're going to have to put, potholes in here.
Yeah.
So you think we could just fix that. Well, not so fast. Mayor Sullivan has talked to the water people from the state and said, hey, look, can we get some money from you guys? And they said, well, this is all grant money to fix these kind of things. And so, no, there's...
It's all gone.
So, well, this is manually done, and this is time consuming and all that, Mayor Sullivan says. And they said, well, we understand that, but there's no money in the till.
And so did they then come back and say, how come you didn't use the money that you just used in the city of Reading to hire police,
water police? Use that $30,000?
Yeah, maybe you could have used that to put a new little Turner offer at the...
You would
Caldwell
think,
Park?
Buying
you
a
would,
lot of controllers at Lowe's.
You would think.
Yeah.
You would think.
I fixed my sprinklers.
30,
maybe I ought to go talk to them.
You know what? Maybe I should have gone in with I could have put money. I could have put my bid in for that to fix the system, but I don't think they put it out for bid.
Oh, you think not?
No, because.
It's a small bid, so they do that in-house,
anybody that can turn off the sprinklers or turn them on. I would think that. I mean, how hard is that?
How about the mayor?
She gets paid. It's a part-time job. They could go on.
Timing.
How about just the city council takes turns?
There you go.
Turning the water on and off in Caldwell Park, and that way they can see if there's any homeless in there that needs help.
There you go. In all seriousness, timing is everything, and sometimes these things come back and really, really bite you when you make a great decision and everybody's in arms.
This is
about
on a par
the water
with the slip
police.
And slide.
No, a slip and slide, at some point. Now, here's the difference between slip and slide in Caldwell Park and the city council. The difference between slip and slide is that Rocky Sullivan looks around and he goes, well, this is not going to go. This is not working, he says. So Rocky goes, pew, throws that spin on it. And he's out of there.
Yeah.
But Rocky is, you know what the difference is? Rocky sees something that's not working. Rocky says, okay, it doesn't work. You know, I've done other things that have been super successful. I'm going to move on to something else that's, you know, that I know is going to work in this. There's an entrepreneur. The city? No. Let's get some more taxpayer money.
After we spent
$30,000 of taxpayer money for water police. Well, that's, you know. I just find this amusing. I mean, does anybody else find this amusing that our city council and these decisions they're making, you know, that it's like, we're going to stop crime, but we're going to do this with a plan that's going to take us 7 months just to figure out what the plan is. Okay, you know, okay, planning.
They've been singing that tune for 10 years.
And then,
how long ago was the meeting that you had and moderated?
A year ago.
Yeah.
It's been a year.
Yeah.
Since I was at Sequoia School.
There you go.
And a turn away crowd, thousands of people there, turn away crowd that just sat outside in their cars and listened to it on KCNR.
Okay,
because we broadcast it. And what happened? Well, we got bicycle cops that the Downtown Business, Reading Business Association paid for. The Downtown Reading Business Association paid for, and then the city council did away with the Downtown Reading Business Association. Another great decision they made.
Do you know, the sad part of it is the issue with the crime. Everybody thinks, and there's no question, it's worse now than it was. The homeless population is different and greater. We've got issues that we didn't have. Lack of jail space. The fact we can't keep people off the streets. I'm sorry to tell you that we were talking about those same issues when I was on the Board of Supervisors, and I've been out of office now for 8 years.
Well,
we were talking about jail space. We were talking about the turnstile at the jail. Put them in. They get out before the police officer can write his ticket and get the paperwork done. Those are issues that have been around in this community forever, and we're no closer to solving them now than we were then.
Well, the thing is that, and there's a big splash in the papers, and I talked to Paletti. In fact, he was on the show yesterday. We had Jonathan Anderson on from the Good News Rescue Mission. There's getting ready to be put together a really big plan here that they pull everybody, all these help agencies and everything together to figure out how we can really fight this homeless thing. And there has been, and believe it or not, though it doesn't appear like it, and I'll tell you why, they have cut back the number of people that are living in these camps by about half. Over, you know, but by pushing them. The reason it seems like there's more is because when they're pushing them out of these camps, they end up here in town. That's why we seem like we're seeing more of them. And crime is down. Now, Chief Paletti says, I'm just concerned that people are not reporting crimes. And the editorial in today's paper was kind of interesting because it is good news that our crime is down. But even when you talk about a drop in crime, with our numbers, sometimes that's only like four crimes or five crimes. I mean, it's not like Now the number of violent crimes has dropped 38%. So I mean, I don't maybe it's what 10. I don't know how many cases that is, but it's still dropping. The concern is that people aren't reporting the stolen bicycles, the stuff, you know, your cars.
Because they figure, what the heck, nobody's going
to. Because it's going to take them hours to get here. But they, you know, we should report that. So
absolutely.
At least he can get a baseline here. But the bottom line is that some of these plans are working, you know. And I poke fun at the city council and all this, but some of these plans are working. A good example will be something we talk about after we get back, after we talk to our guest, who walked in here with a gun case and a beard.
There could be a violin in that.
And a beard, and I'm not sure if I'm not sure what name he's going to
wear. Unannounced.
Unannounced. And wearing a turban. Not a turban. Wearing this kind of a... Okay, he's not.
No turban.
Good morning, Patrick.
Here, hey, good morning.
But we're going to talk to you after we get back from these messages here. All right. We'll be right back. Trish Clark. Carl Bond. It's 7:29 in the morning here on the 23rd of July. 61 degrees out there. Going up to 90 today. Hope you're having a great day. Give us a call.
Gun Owners of California presents the 6th Annual Fundraising Banquet and Auction, July 25th at the Holiday Inn. Gun Owners of California is the most effective, toughest fighting pro-gun organization in the state of California. So come by and get your tickets now. For ticket information, contact Jones's Fort at 222-3223 or Gun Owners of California, area code 916-984-1400. Help support Gun Owners of California.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Well, we have the barbecue bottles have showed up at the plant now, and we have an exchange program if you're in a hurry. Gary, Mad Dog Stallone, and Rhett are waiting to help you. Robin also has propane exchange at Corning, so stop by and let her show you. Joe is filling tanks and motorhomes at Weaverville, so come in and say hello. We have all the bulk oil tanks full at the Redding plant and everything from tractor hydraulic to synthetic motor oils and lubes. Before the boys run off to the fires, check your tanks and levels and give Danny a call. We deliver about everywhere. A special thank you to all the companies and individuals who donated to the 4-H FFA Community Barbecue. It was very hot, but it turned out to be a great success. Thanks from all of us at Northern Lights Energy. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Happiness is a warm gun.
And I never heard this.
Happiness is a warm gun. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460.
I'm opening the mic.
Yeah, don't open the mic with them there here, okay? good morning, everybody. It's Thursday morning. It's 7:33 in the morning, 61 degrees, going up to 90 today. Thank you, the Shasta Gas Propane, for weather reports. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's with any type of specialty coffee, of course, plus beer, plus wine, plus anything else you can imagine to drink, and little snackies in there. At Espresso Joe's, walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California with a walk-in humidor that is just simply outstanding. All of this at 2143 Hilltop Drive, a veteran-owned business, if I may say that, a veteran-owned business. And veterans get discounts at Espresso Joe's. All right, Trish and I are back, and Patrick Jones walked in. Anytime anybody walks in with a rifle case, you know, you just kind of have to kind of ask what's going on here. But I'm sure you've got an answer for that. Good morning, Patrick Jones.
Good morning, Carl.
You're here you're here to talk about Gun Owners of California, big soiree that's happening this Saturday.
Yeah, we have our sixth annual banquet and fundraiser this Saturday, and it's at Holiday Inn. Doors open at 4:30. We still can take people, so we can have single tickets or couples tickets, and we can even still sell a few more tables. So. You know, it's a great opportunity for the public here to come and support the toughest, hardest working pro-gun lobby in Sacramento today, and that's Gun Owners of California, and that's Sam Paredes and Tim Macy and Julie and all the guys down there and all the gals fighting for us. This is a 30-year-old pro-gun lobby that's been down there, and I don't think everyone in Shasta County even knows that we have such a lobby group in Sacramento trying to fight for us. And we are in serious trouble here in California with regards to the firearm laws. And we have to support the people that are fighting for us. And so it has been a pleasure for me to support Gun Owners of California and to put on a fundraiser each year. And so this is our opportunity to try to get some funds, very much needed funds, to GOC in Sacramento.
So what do you think is, what's the state planning on doing now? I mean, how much more can they do?
They can do a lot. They can do a lot more.
We still have guns.
Yeah, so there's a lot more that they can do, and they are going to do. We had a very difficult time here with the state Supreme Court, and we lost a decision with regards to the firing pin micro stamping. And with that, there is no company
that,
in the
didn't
world.
That go, didn't that go up to? Hasn't that gone up to the Supreme Court though?
The state Supreme Court, where we lost, and essentially it's been upheld. We don't know if it'll go on to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Didn't the Supreme Court? Did the Supreme Court say something that states and cities can make kind of rules?
The United States Supreme Court has said that states have the right to regulate firearms. California has taken that to an extreme, to the point where they'll create a regulation that no gun company in the world will do, and that's what we have in California, and that's affecting.
Doesn't that de facto take away your right to own a gun?
It does, and we know that. Unfortunately, the state Supreme Court has upheld that ruling, and so that was a serious blow for us. When no gun company in the world will do it, we consider that a ban. The Supreme Court of California did not. They said as long as it's physically possible and able to be done, even though it has great expense, it will stand. And with that knowledge now, the state legislature will start passing massive regulations in all categories of firearms. So right now we're losing semi-automatic handguns at an all-time rate. The roster, if folks are knowing about this roster, we have only 800 models of handguns, and that number is falling. There are thousands and thousands of handgun models, but yet we are limited to 800 and dropping quickly. And I estimate within 2 years, we'll have very few, if any, semi-autos for sale in the state of California in handguns, semi-auto handguns, and then they will attack the next group and so on. So we're in a very tough situation here. We have to fight like we're in the middle.
How do you put a micro stamp on a revolver?
Well, you can micro stamp any firing pin. There is the technology, unfortunately, there. I mean, if we can put a man on the moon, we can put a micro serial number on the surface.
There's people that will argue with you about that. But okay, but I believe that we did. So so you can put micro stamps on a firing pin, which seems like it's awfully hard, and it seems like you fire that weapon several times, and that micro stamp is going to be kind
of
like...
The point of it, Carl, is not that it's effective or that it would stop a crime.
Right.
Point of it is that it stops guns from coming into California,
right.
And that is what it's doing.
Okay, so a lot of the big gun companies, Ruger, Smith & Wesson...
Not a lot, all. There is no gun company in the world that would do micro stamping.
Glock
will not. In fact, Glock already had stopped with trying to play the California game, and they're simply not even going to do the previous regulation, which was magazine disconnect. And so we have a multitude of laws. This is just one of many, and they're setting the bar higher and higher through these various forms of regulation. And we will be out of semi-auto handguns in a short amount of time. Once they accomplish that, they will move on to the next category, and I believe the next category will be semi-automatic rifles and so forth. And so we have to fight them. We're in the middle of a battle today, right now, and that's why we have to support organizations like the NRA and Gun Owners of California. What I like about Gun Owners of California is that all the money that we raise out of Redding today goes to Sacramento to fight these guys right where we need it. And, you know, they're definitely have a battle in front of them. It's not going to be easy, but if we simply give up and don't try, our rights will erode even quicker than what they are.
You know, we've, it says here from one of our listeners that says, we already can't get Generation 4s and any Glock made in the USA.
That is correct.
Right,
the only Glocks we can sell today is a third generation Austrian built firearm. Any of the USA-made Glocks, even the third-generation USA-made Glocks, cannot be sold in California.
Because
it's not approved. The gun that's approved is an Austrian-built.
Let's talk about that, too. The approval of a gun, like say I want to sell, I've got my firearms company, it's everything is above board, I'm
sure.
Following all the rules, I'm hiring, I'm got 250 people working for me, I got all these things, and I want to start selling guns in California. What do I have to do? I've got a real good, absolutely state-of-the-art, doesn't have micro stamp on it. But even if it did have Michael's
well,
stamp.
Let's just say
it had Michael's stamp on it, and I submitted it to the state of California.
Well,
what happened?
Let's take this one step higher. Let's go to the largest gun maker in the United States, which is Sturm Ruger. So that's the largest manufacturer. Let's say they come out with a brand new semi-auto handgun right now, today. That handgun, in order to be sold in the state of California, would have to have a chambered round indicator. That's the first thing it must have. It also must have a magazine disconnect, meaning when the magazine is out of the gun, it will not fire. And it also must have a firing pin micro stamp, whereas the firing pin, when it strikes the primer, it indents a micro serial number. Also, when that case expands to the sidewall of the chamber, it also must leave a micro serial number there. All three of those things are laws in the state of California, and you'd have to incorporate those three things into the semi-auto design before you can submit it. Pay your high fees in Sacramento. We've heard the fees are up to $6,000 per make and per model, per color, per barrel length, per everything. And you have to have all those features.
Okay, so it's just a new pistol I'm bringing in. I've got those three features. I pay $6,000 or I have to pay $6,000 just
$6,000 to have it tested.
Okay, to have it tested.
And then $200 to have it on the roster list for a period of one year.
Well,
for every model.
For every model. Okay.
Every barrel length, everything is different. So one gun with all the attachments could probably be $6,000.
Correct. So if you have a 4-inch barrel, then you have to have that gun tested.
And a 5-inch barrel.
And a 5-inch, you have to have that tested. You have a stainless one that tested. And if you have a 2-inch barrel, you have to have that
and
one tested.
And if it's blue, you have it. Yeah, okay.
You have to have everything tested. So this this is an interesting thing. Now, it's extortion because it's hugely costly. But the idea is these are the types of regulations that California now has the green light to do. They're doing them. They're state laws. And there are going to be more coming. If we don't do something today, I have never seen in the state of California a firearm law reversed. And so we have to stop this type of stuff. And we're outgunned in Sacramento, something awful. We have to start supporting. Every gun owner needs to step up and start doing a little bit more, or we know what's going to happen.
And the one thing that they can do that's very cost effective, if they don't want to go down to Sacramento themselves, is join Gun Owners of California.
California, correct.
Gun owners, every person in the state of California who has a gun, who has an interest in keeping that gun, or perhaps ever buying another one, should be a member of Gun Owners
okay,
of California.
Let me throw the skunk on the table here. So what good does it do? You've got all these anti-gunners. Is it doing any good?
Yes, it does do some good. Now, are we stopping every bill that comes through? Absolutely not. In fact, there are many big ones that steamroll their way through. But I can tell you that when I've walked the halls of Sacramento and I've knocked on the doors, many doors of assemblymen and senators, and I've asked them, who's the pro-gun presence here in the Capitol? Who's knocking on your door all the time? And I assumed it was NRA because they're the largest in this country, in the world. But it wasn't the NRA. It was Gun Owners of California, Tim Macy and Sam Paredes, going through the halls in Sacramento, working with those assemblymen and senators, trying to get what they can.
But I understand that. What I'm saying is when I talked to Sam before, they're looking at elections.
Yes.
Now, they're looking at places where a person that's neutral, and at the very best neutral, that will listen to both sides of the argument, not just automatically anti-gun. And on the plus side, if they are, you know, pro-Second Amendment, that they're looking at leaning into those elections.
They're doing that as well. So some of the money that's being raised will help a candidate that's a pro-gun or a better quality candidate than the opponent.
But there's Democrats out there that are, you know, from the farming communities.
That's what I was just going to say. That's right. They're going out to each one of these candidates because in a lot of districts, you're not going to elect anything but a Democrat.
Correct.
But if you've got two or three Democrats out of there, and one, if you can find the one in that group that is pro-Second Amendment, right, pro-gun, farming community, there are some Democrats who like guns.
There are plenty of Democrats
who understand
pro-gun.
Why they the but Second they Amendment.
Senator Yee was pro-gun. He was trying to sell automatic weapons, right?
Yeah.
So he must have been pro-gun.
Those are some of the things that GOC does, and they've had good success in some of these areas. And is there enough money? No, there's never enough money to do everything that you want. But town after town, they're getting more and more chapters coming on board, doing fundraisers just like we have. And for tickets, you can call me at Jones's Ford. I'm Patrick Jones. And you can call me at 222-3223 for tickets, or you can come on in and get your ticket. And also, when you come to this event, you become a member of GOC for a year. So you're going to get those updates, and you're going to get alerts, and you're going to get things that keep you apprised of what's happening in Sacramento.
And that's the important part of that, is because as I get those emails in there and they ask for, we need a call to the Senate today, we need a call today, we need a fax, we need an email. If everybody was doing that and just following through, it takes 2 minutes, you get the notice, you slip off your email. If the more people they hear from, it does make a difference.
It does. It helps.
Okay, we're going to take a break. Our guest, Patrick Jones. I want to come back and talk a little bit about this Mary Lakes thing. Can you hang on for a couple more minutes?
I'll be here.
Okay, and you tell us what's in the gun case there. This portion of the show, though, has been brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. You know, for 70 years, it has been an outstanding hospital. I use the word outstanding, I know, but I've been in the military. Outstanding means exactly that. And you know that by the fact that they've been in the top 100 hospitals in the nation for the last 3 years in a row. Plus, their cardiac unit is in the top 50 hospitals in the nation. Their emergency room, my friends, you don't want to wait around for several hours, you head to Shasta Regional. They're going to see you right away. Go some other places, you'll be there for hours waiting to be seen. Go to Shasta Regional. You will not have that happen. Shasta Regional is treating people well. We'll be right back.
Don't fight fair.
Here and it's time to enjoy the great outdoors. Whether you're headed to the lake, Bernie Falls, going fishing, or throwing a barbecue, Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop for summer fun. Stop by the meat department for the best prices around and try our own country sausage made in store. Mighty Fine has over 1,000 drinks to choose from, and we barbecue every Friday all summer long. So take up a tri-tip, rack of ribs, barbecue chicken, or a Polish dog. Stop by the deli for fried chicken or a sandwich made just the way you like it. We are a locally owned and operated family company at 299 and Deschutes in Bella Vista. Mighty Fine Foods, your one-stop shop on the way to the lake.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing signs!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
So, Brenda, guess what?
Oh, what now?
Boomer Tech Radio is changing a little bit again.
Oh, my gosh. Just like keeping up with technology. Can't keep up with Boomer Tech Radio.
Right now, every Saturday from noon until 2 o'clock, you can listen to Boomer Tech Radio for 2 hours back-to-back right here on KCNR 1460. And we are brought to you every week by
Advanced Automotive.
Safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. So listen every Saturday for Boomer Tech Radio, noon to 2, right here on KCNR 1460.
That'll help you keep up with technology.
It's time for Shasta Lake Floor's Midsummer Flooring Sale. Shasta County's premier hardwood sales and installation company is offering outstanding values right now on hardwood flooring of all types. Now through August 20th, Shasta Lake Floors will be discounting its entire hardwood selection. Also on sale is the new waterproof laminate stocked exclusively by Shasta Lake Floors. If you're looking for a high-quality carpet, Karastan carpet is on sale too. And you can't get any higher quality than that. Free pad up upgrades with all installed orders. Hundreds of carpet remnants to choose from and pallets of hardwood and laminate ready to be installed in your house right now. This sale includes special order items, too. Come by Shasta Lake Floors today for the lowest prices and the best service in the North State. And yes, financing is available. Ask about our four-year no-interest financing. The Midsummer Sale is on now at Shasta Lake Floors, 4052 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake. Open Monday through Saturday.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Love Gun.
Bad Bob,
he just goes around. You know, he spends the whole time during the segment looking for things with guns in it. So just for Patrick Jones here, hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's about 12 minutes till 8 o'clock here on Thursday, the 23rd of July.
It's always Thursday.
It's always Thursday when Trish is here. 605-4567 is our phone number. Give us a call. 61 degrees out there. The high today, 90. So it's going to be not a bad day today. Almost kind of
almost want to put a
hat on. It's balmy. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Wind River Resort and Casino. Linda will be there on August the 6th at Elements Lounge, just rocking away there with her band, Lady Bot and the Bluebirds. They have such an eclectic repertoire of songs down there at Elements, where you're going from jazz one second to Mustang Sally the next, and people are dancing, having a good time, and of course the food is just excellent there. It's really, really good. But you have to give them a call at 243-3377 to get yourself a reservation so you can get up front. Say you want to sit up front, and that way you can hear and see from all over. But the closer up it is, better it is.
And you really enjoy the show. Right. You need to be up in front.
And Patrick, are you going to come this time?
What day?
In August the 6th. It's a Thursday.
That might be all right.
Yeah, it might be all right. So yeah. you can come sit. And Trish is going to be there.
Yeah, I like it over there.
There you go. All right. Hey, Patrick Jones is our guest. We were talking about Gun Owners of California. And the big they're having a big banquet and fundraiser this Saturday. And it's going to be at?
Holiday Inn. Doors open at 4:30. And tickets are still available.
Okay. And how much are tickets?
Tickets are $60. And that includes your membership to GOC for a year, $100 for a couple. And you could even sponsor a table. We still have a few tables left as well.
Okay. And then not only that, but then you're also going to have like lots of guns there.
Lots of guns. And of course, that's the whole thing. We love giving away lots of guns. And so there's a general raffle and there's a live auction. So we're going to have a lot of fun. It's a great event. But the whole point is to get some money to a much-needed pro-gun lobby group in Sacramento, GOC. They've been down there for 30 years, so I'm excited about it.
On Tuesday, we had Walt McNeil come in here and talk about what's going on out at Mary's Lake with the record gun range. You've been a very vocal opponent of the range.
I heard the show yesterday. It's a very good show. And, I'm actually a big supporter of just about any range out there, and I'm working on building a new range here in Shasta County for the public, and I've been working on that, Carl, for about 30 years.
I was going to say, that's been a while.
But now I've bought property myself because I couldn't get the city or the county or anybody else interested, BLM, I couldn't get anybody else to help out at the end of the day, so I'm just doing it myself on my own dime. And that's going very well, and we'll be back with the county here shortly. I've finished up with acoustic study, water delineation, and various other things, lead mitigation plan, lots of things you have to do to build a range in California today. But you spoke of Mayor Sullivan earlier, and I'd like to bring her name up again, because when this came up before as a joint city-county project.
What are we talking about now?
Relocating
Record Range.
Range and the public range. The Shasta County Board of Supervisors had an opportunity to support that.
Yes, they did.
And Francie Sullivan, once again, did not when she was on the supervisor board back then.
She did not.
And she didn't support it as mayor today. And so what it's happening is it's festered into a problem where you have encroachment, which is going to happen, and you did nothing about it, and you knew about the problem for 30 years, so now you're gonna get in trouble.
So this has come up before. Well, first of all, people have asked, where exactly is this located? Oh, where's the land located? I'm not sure she's talking about your new gun range.
I think she's talking about his new one.
Okay, well, that's up there past
That's on the east side, not inside any city limits. It's not even close. It's out beyond the airport, way out, 5 miles out. So okay. It's in chattel property. But here, where we're talking
going back
about
to record
Mary,
range. So there, this was Mary's Lake.
Correct.
Which is off of?
Well, you can get there off of Placer. Yeah. You can get there off of, there's a variety of ways to get there. But there's a large subdivision now that's built up. And
yeah.
To
in fact,
the
you
edge.
Drive you drive through the subdivision to get to the range.
To get to the range, and that wasn't the way that it was before.
Of course
but,
not.
But things happen, and we knew that was happening, Carl. And steps needed to be taken to relocate it,
or not build the subdivisions around it. And that has been an issue every time one of the subdivisions went in.
Correct.
Part of the argument on the other side is those people knew that was there. When they put the subdivisions in and when they bought their homes.
Absolutely. Well, and the public knew about that. And it's the same fact around airports as people knew, as they mm-hmm. were building up against an airport. And with the airport, you can't complain about those loud jet planes coming in. And at a gun range, you can't complain about the decimals of firearms being fired at a gun range. The difference here is we're not talking about noise, and that's the problem, is that these folks actually are okay with the noise. They don't have a problem with the noise. There's a different problem, and that is bullets being launched out of the range, not on ricochets, but actually bullets just simply leaving the range, ricochets, and now a large amount of lead deposited on these homes throughout this neighborhood. And they're going to have to answer to that. And in the state of California, that could be very costly. Now, the alternative would have been 20, 30 years ago, simply replace it and do a joint law enforcement public shooting range and solve the problem. But you can't get governments to be proactive. And they have just avoided these things like a plague, but it's going to cost them now. And it was going to cost a small amount years ago to replace these things. And we'd come before city council many times and asking. And we even had a promise from the city to relocate the Redding Gun Club and Mary Lake.
I was a part of that.
Yeah. And
we were a part of the Redding Gun Club when they moved it away from and put the dump in there.
And then I came to city council and asked them to do it again in the year 2000.
Yes.
And they told me no. I did it again in 2006. They told me no. I've done it again recently, and they've told
this
me no.
This is the Redding Gun Club.
This is
both
the Redding City Council to relocate.
Relocate the Redding Gun Club the Redding that they Gun closed, Club. What, 30-some years ago?
We were finally evicted in 1987. We got our first eviction notice in 1979, and I was there as a junior shooter and went through all that. And
Wasn't there supposed to be some money changing hands, too, over this to help build this?
Well,
there was all kinds of promises. I don't know about money, but there was all kinds of absolute,
realistically,
we will,
the city, we have a policy is when we dislocate a recreational facility, we have to relocate it in its entirety. So that's our policy. So it's not just a promise, it's a policy, and the city's mm-hmm. been violating their policy
okay.
this entire
We've
time.
We've only got like 4 minutes left here, and we said, now, okay, the big thing now is what the residents are saying, according to Walt McNeil, who's going to be their attorney, is that now it's not noise, it's not the bullets that are flying around.
Well, it is.
Well, that may be part of it, but the big thing is the hazardous material. They're saying now the problem is that they've got lead from 60 years of shooting all through their property.
It is a big issue.
And that constitutes a hazardous source that you have to now tell future owners, that you've got lead on your property there that could be a problem.
Now, we talked about that a little bit off the air. How did this become an issue? Did somebody from the state come down and say you've got lead in your land, or is this something that we've dug up now to throw out there in the mix to make the city do something about it? And if that is the issue, oh, my God, what a tempest pot you have uncovered.
This has been ongoing now for quite a long time, so it's not a new issue. Neighbors in this area have been complaining for at least 6, 7, 8 years, so it's not a new issue. And bullets have struck their homes and their property.
The lead poisoning.
Well, bullets have, they've been.
The lead poisoning issue.
Right. So they've been noticing bullets striking their property for quite some time. Now, I can tell you, I've looked at the ground myself. I've gone out there on a vacant piece of property that was not constructed on and found 17 bullets in less than 2 hours. Other people have gone out. You can go to any one of those lots out there and just look down at the ground for a little while, and you're going to find bullets. Now, if you want to get a little more serious and get a metal detector, you'll find more. It's not just a few bullets. It's 60 years
worth.
I
think the question, though, came back is, what has the state gone out there and inspected this property?
There's going to be an expert, and the range will have an opportunity in court to describe what they're doing. and best management practices that I'm sure they've followed over the last 60 years to manage lead. So they'll have those opportunities to talk about those things in court, and the expert witnesses will have an opportunity to describe what they have found. And so that'll all come out in time.
Can you age bullets?
You can, to a certain extent, from the oxidation. So you can do some tests that show bullets in a general time frame. And again, experts will testify to those things.
Okay. All right. Gun Owners of California.
Gun Owners of California this
Saturday night.
Doors
Holiday
open at 4:30.
4:30.
Holiday.
Get
Inn.
Tickets at
Jones's Fort, and you can give me a call at 222-3223.
Okay. Thanks, Patrick.
Thank you, guys.
This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. What can I say except that it's a veteran-owned business. Been there for 20 years, and it does outstanding work. Works on Bad Bob's property, works on my property. I can't say enough about Martin and his people from Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642. Or check out their website at homecomfort.org. When we come back, we're going to talk selling body parts, baby body parts, the shootings in Chattanooga, what happened in Texas with this the lady that committed suicide after he pulled over because her she didn't signal before she changed lanes. All of this when we get back.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Secretary of State John Kerry, part of a cabinet-level lobbying team on Capitol Hill this morning, tried to get Congress to accept a nuclear deal with Iran. He says the deal closes any pathway for Iran making a nuclear weapon.
The plan that was announced last week in Vienna is, in fact, a deal that does shut off those pathways and provides us with guarantees through the lifetime of the NPT.
But Senate Foreign Relations Committee Chairman Bob Corker is not convinced. He says the deal rewards a sworn enemy of the United States.
We've ended up in a situation where the deal that's on the table basically codifies the industrialization of their nuclear program.
The president tried to build support in both parties, especially facing opposition from some in the GOP who say that the deal may be bad for U.S. security. Meantime, in the face of easing sanctions, international partners are lining up for a chance to do more business inside Iran. Oil, gas, banks, and more worth tens of billions of dollars to the highest bidder on the auction block today, and international investors meeting in Vienna to talk about those possibilities. Fast-moving wildfire in Glacier National Park, Montana, prompting evacuations.
Conditions here are dry, very windy today, very warm, and we're seeing some extreme fire behavior.
And that is a spokeswoman for the park, Denise German. Earlier this week, some motorists had to leave their vehicles on the main roadway that winds its way through the park because of the fast-moving flames. The Conference Board says its index of leading economic indicators rose 0.6% in June. The number of people seeking unemployment benefits has fallen to its lowest level in nearly 42 years, according to the Labor Department. And the average long-term U.S. mortgage rate has fallen this week, retreating from highs for the year and amplifying the incentive for prospective home buyers. On Wall Street, it's been an up-and-down session for the major indexes. Right now, the Dow is off 13 points. This is SRN News.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had numerous credit cards, and I was struggling with paying them off, so I made the call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
The people at Trinity are very friendly. They will do whatever you need them to do in order for you to feel better about being in a very difficult place.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
The University of California is raising the minimum wage for its employees and contract workers to $15 an hour by fall of 2017.
UC President Janet Napolitano says it will be the nation's first public university system to set its own base hourly wage. She says it's the right thing to do because the university is California's third largest employer. The university's hourly earners were making the state's minimum of $9. This move will affect about 3,200 university workers and an unknown number of workers hired by its contractors. Rich Thomason, SRN News.
Uber cars may continue to be a growing presence on the streets of New York City now that an agreement has been reached between the ride-hailing company and the city of New York. Mayor Bill de Blasio's administration announced last night that Uber has agreed to the condition of a four-month study on the impact of the cars on the city's traffic and environment. This is SRN News. Fiat Chrysler recalling some 350,000 crossover SUVs to fix a potentially dangerous problem with engine covers.
Fires can happen if a loose cover comes in contact with hot exhaust system parts. Fiat Chrysler reported one minor injury. Customers may hear a noise from the engine compartment or smell a burning odor before a fire happens. Dealers will install new hardware to better hold the covers in place. Keith Peters, SRN News.
Meantime, President Obama strongly urging Congress to reauthorize the Export-Import Bank.
During a White House meeting with small business leaders, the president warned lawmakers not to delay a vote on renewing the Export-Import Bank. The obscure federal agency underwrites loans to foreign companies that purchase American products. And the president says it's a shame that the bank has been allowed to expire, putting U.S. businesses, he says, in danger.
That's SRN News White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reporting. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Good morning. It is Thursday, July the 23rd. It's 6 after 8 here in the morning, and our phone lines are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Carl. This is a great morning here in downtown Redding. It's 64 degrees. We're looking for a high near 90 today, a low overnight of about 62. Friday, it should be around 93, a low of 64, and just into the mid-90s, 94, 95 throughout the weekend, looking like a balmy weekend, and we're all due for that. Weather is always is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, located 2539 Larkspur right here in Redding. Started 6 years ago, has thrived, a local business. Thrived because of customer service and always having what their customers want in the shooting accessories. Long guns, pistols, shotguns, they have it all at Bastiani Arms at great prices. And their gunsmiths are second to none. Plus, they offer classes in concealed carry, hunting, hunter safety, everything. It's a complete one-stop shopping at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. Phone line there is 222-8222. Okay. Where we were just at, some people had some, we're talking about questions about law enforcement. You know, can they shoot at nice shot? Well, the problem with shooting at nice shot is this. Nice shot is a limited range. You cannot shoot and move that a policeman has to practice. And they don't have a shooting house. They don't have it's good for social shooters or non-law enforcement types to go down and shoot. Yeah. But even then, you can't shoot with lead in nice shot because of the lead particles. So the question is if you get into this lead thing, like we were talking during the break, if you get into this lead question and EPA gets into this, which it's going to now, I mean, this could be
this is the bottomless pit.
This could be, I mean, how would you like everybody in the I would like to be told you can't live in your house because there's too much lead in the ground.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if that would happen.
This has so many pitfalls as I look at it and think about Shasta County in general. You open this up, and as we all know, the EPA is not our friend. No. Once you allow that kind of thought process to get going and get into it, every home in Shasta County could be impacted, for heaven's sakes. Do you have any idea how many guns have been shot through the history of Shasta County? How much lead there possibly could be everywhere? I mean, we've been dealing with Iron Mountain Mine for how many years in the hazardous cleanup up there? I can't even imagine that anybody would want to stir up this kind of...
And then you've already got the state that's outlawed lead everywhere in the state.
Exactly.
So, I mean, so it's one thing to shoot lead bullets, but this place has been being shot at for 60 years.
Oh, you got it.
I mean, and you don't know what kind of... I mean, okay, go back and tell us what your safety, you know, what your safety rules were 60 years ago.
And then, we could talk about that all morning, but we've absolutely uncovered a tiger's nest here.
Okay, notation from a guest of one of our listeners here on the chat room. If a child shows up with lead poisoning, there will be a panic. You know, but you can, anyway. Okay. I don't know if you're listening to the news. A lot of times people get up and get a cup of coffee, you know, whatever, during the news time. Janet Neapolitano, who heads up all of the California State University system here in California, has just said, and if I heard this right, and was that she is going to raise the minimum wage of all employees in the California school system, California university system. To $15 an hour. Did I hear that right there, Bad Bob?
That is, it's going to be phased in over a couple of years' time, but eventually,
$15.
Yeah. From minimum wage of $9 to $15 an hour. And all contractors.
And they're people. If you're going to contract with the state for the university, your employees have got to make $15. Okay. Okay, can you hear that? Are you listening right now? Can you hear this? Hear that scream of anguish? No. Can you hear that? That scream of anguish from the parents and the people who have to pay tuition.
Yeah.
Who are already complaining about the tuition, who are already complaining about that raise that the administrators made, that raise that took them up to $460,000 a year for the presidents and the chancellors of these universities, $460,000 a year.
And the other scream.
And the other scream.
It's coming from all of the people who just lost their jobs.
You got it.
Because now people who have those fast food businesses, everything that is connected with anything with the university that can't afford to pay that $15 an hour, they just laid off a whole bunch of people and are going mechanisms and all kinds of ways to get there that they don't have to hire people to do it.
Oh, yeah. There's going to be things like instead of – and there are already restaurants that are discouraging tipping because, you know, the price of everything's going up, and they're discouraging tipping because that changes some things around where the people who are getting the raises are the people in the back, like
the bus boys, the washers,
cooks. They're getting raises. The people out front aren't going to get raises because, they're, you know, people are going to see this and they're not going to be tipping. The other thing is that now you're going to start seeing kiosks. You're going to start seeing automation that's out there. They just haven't done it. It wasn't worth it. It's now worth it to put kiosks in all these fast food restaurants and put them in other places where you just order. You put in what you want, and then you send it off. And then you pay for it at the same time by waving your phone, as Bob says, or you do it with your card, or you can just stick dollars in there and it comes back with change, just like other places. And then somebody comes out with your food, hands you your cup for whatever you're drinking. You go sit down. You bust your own table anyway, for the most part, and you don't, so you cut back. So now you've cut 25 people out of an hourly wage. They don't have jobs.
What I find fascinating is the people, the protesters screaming, oh, yes, we're going to have economic parity. Well, the money's not just appearing out of thin air. It has to come from somewhere, right? If I understand economics,
yeah.
I kind of recall that sort of thing. So where does it come from? It comes from people who produce, who create the jobs. Yeah. So it's more the distribution thing, redistribution of money from those who make it to those who don't.
You know, in the state of California, we've gone from, certainly in Shasta County, and this is what's happening throughout the state, basically, is we have gone from people who have a lot of money and people who don't have any money. And we've lost that whole middle class kind of group because we're trying to make everybody who's at that lower echelon make enough money to live. Those entry level jobs used to be people who were retired, used to be our young kids who were going, you know, working during summers, working part-time after school. Those were the people making minimum wage. And then as you got onto your job and you learned it and you went better, then you got raises and became part of the middle income. Yeah. If you're making $15 an hour as an entry-level busboy, nobody's ever going to give you a raise beyond what they absolutely have to give you. And so they're stuck there at a $15. They're never ever going to be able to maintain a family.
Your entry level job is going to be $15.
There you go.
Now, what that does is they say, well, you can't live on $10. Can you live on $15? Oh no, you can't live on $15. So pretty soon it's going to be the $20 thing.
The price of everything will go up.
You know what?
Everything goes up.
When they change the rule on chickens, how much room they could have in their cages?
Look at the price of eggs.
Price of eggs is doubled.
Oh my God, it's tripled. The price of eggs has tripled.
You talk to restaurants when they're trying to, and they come by in cases of eggs.
I buy for the Frontier
doubled,
Senior Center breakfast.
Double, doubled.
Oh yeah. I used to buy the 15 dozen egg box, sometimes under $15. You know, and then it was $20. The last time I purchased it was $60.
For 15 cases.
15 dozen eggs.
15 dozen.
59 something.
Wow.
I almost fainted. It was $110 for breakfast,
month. You're going to have to raise your rates.
Eventually, I'm looking at,
All the places are. Chipotle had to raise their rates in San Francisco 15%.
Well, you got to know what you're going to do.
Everybody else in the Chipotle area only raised it 4%.
Yeah.
San Francisco, because they went to that $15.
Well, the eggs, the price of meat, everything goes up along in corresponding with that.
Okay, now where
it's incredible.
Okay, so people that used to go out, say, three times a week, four times a week at various places.
Mm-hmm.
I know people go, well, you shouldn't eat out. Okay, but let's just say they go out three times a week.
A lot of people.
They're going to go out now two times a week. And so, in other words, you've lost one whole day, one whole night of somebody coming out. You know, to go out and have dinner because the prices have gone up to that point.
Mm-hmm.
We went into a place the other day, almost fell over. A place that we've been eating at, you know, off and on for a year. Prices have gone up $2, at least $2 and more on breakfast. At least that
well,
much.
You have to do it.
We used to eat under $20 in there for, I mean, coffee and everything. And now the bill came in to $26
well, I'm just telling
for
you,
breakfast.
The price
for
of
breakfast.
Eggs has tripled.
Meanwhile, cattle ranches shut down. Oh, we're just import it from Argentina, which where, by the way, they still have hoof and mouth disease. And California's agriculture industry is collapsing. Where the hell is the food coming from?
There you go.
But we got to take a break here. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by, you want something that's good, though, in your life? Go to Holiday Harbor. Go out there and have a staycation right here in the lake. You know, all this angst that we have. Go out there to Holiday Harbor. Rent a model out there, a party boat. It's 25% off select models this whole month of July. Go on out there. Give them a call, 238-2383, or go to lakeshasta.com on your website. I guarantee you, get out there on the lake. Go out there, splash in the water, just lay there. You know what? All those little problems are just going to go away. We'll be right back. Trish Clark, Carl Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460.
And clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dogs say goodnight, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Pacific Medical Prosthetics and Orthotics is proud to support Colt 45's baseball. We are your local choice for quality prosthetics and custom orthotics. With all the latest technologies available, come see what you have been missing with a no-obligation consultation. Call 229-0351 to schedule an appointment today. We are conveniently located at 1760 Gold Street, Suite 400 in downtown Reading. You deserve the best. Call today, 229-0351.
It's Molly Kidd, and I'm taking over the radio this summer during On the Spot with Linda Bott. Find out what's hot and what's not in the North State. Wine, food, music, and fashion. It's every Thursday night from 6 to 7. Listen in and find out where you need to be this summer. It's On the Spot, but with Molly Kidd. Special thanks to Dandelion Unique Gifts and Clothing, Wind River Resort and Casino, and Crackmaster Windshield Repair.
This is Jonathan Anderson, Director of the Good News Rescue Mission. In response to the concerns of our community caused by the recent recession, changes in our state law, prolonged drug problems, and an increase in mental health issues. The mission has examined its policies and practices in order to take a proactive approach. We have developed great incentive programs to help keep people off the streets and to help them break the cycle of poverty. However, we have also implemented strict policies to deter those who are criminally active and bent on destruction in our community. Any guests who are caught loitering, stealing, or panhandling will have an alert placed on their electronic account and will be denied services until they speak with a case management team to address their negative behaviors. Last year, with these efforts, we helped 250 people break their cycle of poverty and are no longer on the streets of Shasta County. To help break the cycle of poverty in our community, please visit us at gnrm.org.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
What do you get when you add Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin to an amazing lineup of guests on KCNR 1460 AM?
You get We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Join us anytime online at wethepeopleradio.us.
We the People Radio goes beyond the mainstream sound bites to bring you the entire story on politics, veterans affairs, land use, and private property rights. Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us, where we've always got environmental craziness, Agenda 21, Common Core, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
It's the most fun you can have while your blood pressure's going through the roof.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Thursday, 23rd of July. 64 degrees out there, going up to 90 today. 8:22 in the morning. I'm here with Trish Clark, Carl Bach here with Trish Clark.
Good morning, everyone.
You know, we've been talking about a lot of things, but, you know, we got into this minimum wage thing. And I'm telling you what, minimum wage is just like, yeah, if somebody accused me of laughing at what's going on out at Mary Lake, I'm not laughing about it at all. I just think is that this thing, it looks like, you know, as the more we dig into it, this could have been handled decades ago. And it wasn't. So now this is a fight going on. So you've got we're going to have the range people in here one day. We've heard from the attorney of record, Walt McNeil. We've heard from Patrick Jones, who is, I think he's got a dog in this fight too. I mean, frankly.
Well, sure he does.
He's trying to build his own range out there.
He needs to go and talk to Glenn Haas and see how he got his permitted. Oh, I bet it isn't permitted.
Haas has a shooting range?
Well, yeah, they shoot on a regular basis and have gun shoots and you can buy into a fund. They do fundraisers for politicians. And you buy a $100 ticket, and you go out and shoot turkeys or
whatever
pheasants
shoot.
Or whatever they're shooting. And, yeah, they have a big fundraiser. And they've been shooting out there at Stillwater for a long time.
They shoot out of Stillwater? Has anybody checked the lead out there?
I don't know. I wonder. You got to ask Glenn Haas and Russ Moll. But neither one of them are still in office anymore, I guess.
But I heard that. I mean, I heard that they shoot out there. If you just throw out it's not an official range. But you have, you can go out and shoot on your own property, right?
Well, yeah, you can shoot in the unincorporated area.
Exactly. But
can you charge money for that? Oh, I don't know. Maybe.
I'm not sure.
I don't. Yeah.
Anyway.
It would appear that probably most people would have had to get some kind of permits to do that, but.
Okay, now the comments are, you laughed at my comment about the people getting up in arms about lead poisoning. And
I was laughing at the pun, not at the
pun. Oh, it was yeah, I think that we were laughing about the way I said it, up in arms. Yeah, but the thing about it is this. The lead poisoning thing, I'm not sure how long that's been. I don't know if that's been brought up before. I have not heard that one before until the last couple few weeks. Mm. But, okay.
Not his children were chewing off all of the window ledges in their home.
But see, here's the thing, and that's why I asked Walt. I said, this stuff goes back 60 years. It's like asbestos. You know, people used to use asbestos. People used to do a lot of things, and they find out years later that, oh, well, maybe we shouldn't be doing this. Now you're saying is that we've got a hazardous material on all this property out there, this lead. I mean, this could lead to some ramifications out there. Like, what, you know, I mean, this is what you said. If the EPA gets into this and says, oh, no, this is hazardous, you know, you people have got to move.
That's my point.
We condemn this land.
Yeah, in theory, they could love canal that entire section, put it under the aegis of the government, make it government land.
Hazmat cleanup area.
Yeah. And force the city to pay for all the cleanup, and in the process, collapse the city. But
I just don't think they have any idea of what kind of a snowball.
I'm not. Yeah.
They've created.
But you've got on the other side. You've got the shooting, or the Peace Officer Association say, hey, that place has been inspected, but we'll get the other side of it anyway. Sharon, if you want to give me a call, please do that. Sharon is one of our chat room people about having personal experience with this. In the water.
There's always two sides to every issue. It's just it's unfortunate. Well, see, from my point of view, this could not have been settled without bringing the long arm of the government in the state of California, and specifically the EPA, in to be the person to solve it. I think that's really drastic and unfortunate. However, we'll see how it turns out.
Okay.
Okay. What are we going to talk about now?
Well, one of our writers here on the chat room has just said is that her daughter got into lead, and that there was something, you know, there was symptoms, and they went to the doctor and they said she had to be monitored from that. So every solar panel installed raises everyone else's. Okay, now we're talking about electricity and all this, and about the price of food and all that. So if people just this
the
is
snowball
another
impact.
The price of food is going up, and the other reason it's going up is the cost of getting it to you. The Clean Air Board and CARB just keeps on piling on things on the truckers. Trust me, I know this. And what happens is the truckers have to pass that expense on to you. If they're going to keep their trucks on the road, they have to pass that expense. And right now, California is the most expensive gas and diesel in the nation here.
Okay, now let's go back. See, these are decisions we make as we go along. The trucking industry is hugely impacted and spends a ton of money. One of the ways that the local areas are able to recoup some of that money that's spent and we have to spend as jurisdictions because of those things is by having truck stops. One of the places that a county can pick up a lot of money is those trucks have to have a place to stop. Goods in California are transported by trucks.
Yep.
When this county has had not one but two or three opportunities to establish yet another truck stop where we could be recouping some of those massive amounts of money that we spend out as a community, jobs that are expended, what did they do? Turned them down every time. Now, in the state of California, it's almost an impossible task to re-site a truck stop because of the new laws. You can't even hardly think about putting a truck stop in the state of California.
Just the environmental laws.
Because of the environmental laws. We had opportunities on two or three different occasions to put a truck stop in this county, which would have made boku bucks, as the ones we have are. Didn't happen.
Colonel, after we come back from the break, may I have permission to set Trish off?
Well, yeah.
I have a rant that'll set her off for sure.
Okay, now when we come back, I'm going to try and take control back again. I just lost it. I never have control when Trisha's here, but I do want to talk today about Planned Parenthood. I want to talk about what happened in Chattanooga. And I want to talk, by the way, in San Francisco last night, another policeman was killed. That's the second one this year. Shot by a guy by the name of Mark Estrada, or he's been accused of it. And it was a traffic stop. He got, you know, whatever happened, the gunfire started. This policeman had 15 years in, kids, the whole thing, was called the model policeman. This was the guy they said was the, you know, kind of a real superhero to all the rest of his other policemen. Was gunned down. His partner shot his assailant. They got him in jail, in a hospital right now, really. So, but that's the second one this year. It's been shot down in the San Francisco area.
Please tell me this is not an undocumented.
No, this guy, it seems like he's not, and I don't want to give that impression, but it seems like they said he may have ties to gangs. They know who he is, let me put it that way. I would hope that he's not undocumented. You know what? Hell with that undocumented.
An illegal alien, by the way.
People are now saying that's a pejorative. That's like calling African Americans colored people. Did you see that? Illegal alien is now. Have we gotten into that part so much?
We can't even say the truth. Right.
We can't say the truth. They're an illegal alien.
You can't use the word that is so.
It's pejorative.
Pejorative. Yes, I love that word. Pejorative.
I love too. Okay.
Oh my gosh.
We're gonna take a break. We have to. We have to go out and spray Trish down with a fire extinguisher. We'll be right back after these messages.
Man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee.
Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfest? Huh? Tell me. Are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice-cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times awaiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Our culture of compassionate, patient-centered quality health care is our mission at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Providing superior clinical excellence across a wide array of specialties is why Shasta Regional is ranked as one of America's top 100 hospitals for the second year in a row and named again as a top 50 cardiovascular hospital. We are proud to be recognized as a leader for quality care and patient outcomes, and for our commitment to treating people well in our community. Taking a kinder, more gentle approach to wellness is an important part of healthcare. We strive to make minimally invasive diagnostic and treatment decisions whenever possible, helping patients receive the best care available, resulting in quicker recovery and a rapid return to normal activities. At Shasta Regional, our physicians, nurses, and staff emphasize treating the whole person and not simply the ailment, resulting in the highest level of care. We know medical care can change the body, but treating people well can change lives.
Do you love brain teasers, interactive puzzles, and mind-bending challenges? Then you won't want to miss Turtle Bay's summer exhibition, Mindbender Mansion. Starting May 23rd, test your brain power by solving puzzles to reveal hidden clues and passwords in order to become a member of the Mindbender Society. Mindbender Mansion was created by the Oregon Museum of Science and Industry and is presented by Shasta Regional Medical Center and U.S. Bank. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's got to be Thursday. It's got to be open line. That's us. On Thursdays, phone lines here, 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. It is 8:33 in the morning, 64 degrees out there, going up to 90. Thank you, Shasta Gas Propane, for providing us weather reports. 365-3793. Give them a call. This portion of the show, I've got to try and get all this in because Bob is sitting almost salivating on the mic
and Trisha's
wait, you know, his eyes,
I have no idea
eyes
where
have,
he's going.
Her eyes have gotten, you know, like, you know, like no a gunfighter look. But this portion of the show is brought to you by another veteran-owned business that we're very proud of in our town, Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. I tell you what, go in there. Great place to get a haircut. Discounts for seniors and veterans. It's man's last stronghold. I cannot say enough. But these guys are the real deal. They are the cheers of barbershops. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. And speaking of Athens Avenue, and another great place, I'm going to double team this one because Classy Cafe.
Oh, great. Oh, love the
my friends, yes. Millie and Kathy, this has got to be mom's home cooking. And mom ain't there. But when you go in, they give you hugs. You get hugs when you go in there. And plus, it's a mini museum.
Oh, yes.
A mini military museum. There's all the photos of local guys and girls that have been in the service there. This is such a great place.
Great food.
I mean, just great food. They have lunch there. They have breakfast. And once a month, they have this great meal. A lot of times, it's German food on the last Friday of the month. And I tell you what, I'm looking forward to it this year. But please, head on down there. Go down and see Millie and Kathy. It's on Athens Avenue right down there. In that little it's, you know, of course, before you get to it's just on Athens Avenue as you're heading down Athens on the right-hand side. I'll get the address later, but I just thought I'd throw that in there. They are just absolutely fabulous people, fabulous food, and they have supported the veterans in this community in so many different ways. Let's go down and have lunch with Millie and Kathy. All right. Okay, Bob, what is it you're going to say?
I have several fairly liberal-leaning friends, and I need them to explain to me, and Trish, maybe you can explain to me because you've dealt with them longer than I have. I want to understand how a group of people who many of them choose to be vegan because of the animal cruelty thing, or they choose to force the price of eggs through the roof because it's mean to the chickens to put them in a cage. They will stand out in front of a prison and protest capital punishment. They will say, oh, no, now we can't even put them in solitary confinement because it doesn't matter that they murdered 15 people. It's mean to keep them by themselves for the rest of their lives. I want to understand how that mindset isn't screaming at the because obviously human life is very and dignity is very important to them. I want you to help me understand how it is okay for a woman who makes a decision to then have that tissue be sold to the highest bidder because it's not really a person. It only becomes a person when it passes through the birth canal. Before that, it's just tissue. Can you explain that to me?
Oh, I can't explain it, but I love your build up to this whole thing because that really is well put. When have you the tapes? My goodness! If you listen to those people chewing their salad, drinking their wine, and discussing
and
the proper way to remove what obviously is an identifiable living, breathing body mass out of a birth canal, so as not to crush the head. Are you serious? And this
well,
is
how
a,
to turn how to turn
how
it
to
so they can so they can crush
the
above it and below it and but yet save the liver.
I in my wildest imagination cannot get my hands around the argument that this is not a living, breathing human being, that you're not somehow committing a crime, and that this is okay. And you're right, the same people who value life and the living to such a degree that on death row, you can't put them to death in any manner that isn't really humane after they've killed 15 people and diced them up with a butcher knife, and yet they can take this baby out and have no compulsion because it's not a birth, it's not a baby. Well, and yet we know babies can live after we're committing abortions.
They're looking at it in the last trimester a baby can live. So they're still doing that. Now, the one to watch the lady over the salad, which was kind of gruesome enough.
Oh my
this
God.
Is the one that heads up all of their practices or medical practices.
Doesn't speak
over
for
salad,
them, though.
Over
to her,
salad.
Doesn't speak for her,
yeah,
for them.
But over salad. Now, the one, though, that kind of even bothers me a little bit more is one that was recorded in 2014 that just popped out.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful.
This is the woman who is also a senior member of Planned Parenthood.
And
let's all talk about this. This is Planned Parenthood,
my
friends.
We're skirting the law. We have to be clear that we don't.
This one said, They're haggling. They're haggling about the price for parts. She says, "Well, how much? How much do you want to give me?" She says, "Well, really." She says, "You'd give me an idea."
Well, I mean, they could buy a Lamborghini.
And then you're, you know, so they're arguing about the price of parts. They're haggling over parts, like little livers or little, and you know, then they're saying, I don't know why really they want arms or legs. They must have do something with it. That's what they're saying, arms and legs.
And they're talking about, I'm waiting for them to come
out.
Does
anybody see anything wrong with this? I mean, I have never been involved in these, you know, in the movement one way or the other. And I know I'm really into people making decisions on themselves and taking that on themselves. But when I hear things like this, when they're sitting there eating their Waldorf salad, drinking their wine, and talking about crushing parts of a baby, and that's what they're saying. Well, they're saying the fetus, but and to get out the liver
mass. They're talking referring to it
right.
as that.
Okay,
but you know, here's the issue, and you're right. I have never been in the forefront of the argument on this. I personally believe that government should not be involved in this particular issue. I believe very strongly about my position on it. I think that's between them and God and their conscience and how they can, and if they can, that's how that has to work. I don't think God should be involved, or the government should be involved in this whole abortion issue in the United States. It is. I can't do anything about that. I've never been in the forefront of it. But such calloused discussion as about this mass, which is a fetus, which is a living, breathing human being and can live outside the womb.
At a certain part.
At a certain point.
Right.
You know, if you've ever had a child, when I had my child, we couldn't look at the baby in the womb. Now they can. And from a very early on point, you go through this stage. I did it with my daughter-in-law. You can see the baby. You can hear the heartbeat. You can tell me this is not a living human being.
Let's start talking about some of the things the chat room is saying. Again, you cannot legislate morality. It starts with individuals.
Right.
And
that's
another
right.
says, well, chickens are so much more important. You know, we legislate. Okay. Time,
there you
see,
go.
It's, okay, let me keep. I have to keep going. Too bad we have to legalize life. We have gone over the cliff.
We have.
And then what do they do with these body parts? Well, they do with these. They do research on them, and you know, because that's who they sell them to is research labs.
And but they can't point to any evidence.
Yeah.
Or obviously, because they aren't, that there has been any massive discoveries or from this.
Yeah.
The babies.
Let's go to the phones. Charles. Good morning, Charles.
Well, the question was raised: how could they, you know, be so callous about taking unborn life and just selling the parts of it like you're, you know, a seller of melons in a Turkish bazaar.
Yeah.
And the you know, the common denominator here is the separation of the taking of the life of whoever it is that is condemned from any consideration at all of the guilt or innocence of the person condemned. So, to wit, the guilty or those who have been convicted of something particularly heinous, all of a sudden it's like we can't, you know, put them to capital punishment because, oh my gosh, you know, they might have, you know, there might have been only four chocolate chips in their cookie instead of five, and that sort of thing. And when people defend themselves against a violent attacker, especially if they use a firearm in their self-defense, you know, you've got people who say, oh, you can't do that either, but then they want to. But then when the life of an innocent person is taken, it's like, oh, well, you know, we got to get in touch with that person's, we got to get in touch with the perpetrator's feelings and their softer side and their feminine side and, you know, and all this rot gut. And it's a total severing of any consideration of guilt or innocence from, you know, from
how they feel.
Of taking
right.
life, which ultimately, if you carry it to its conclusion, gives enormous power to government.
And isn't that what, Charles, everything that we've discussed this morning is all about the fact that in this country, we have allowed the government to take over almost every phase of our life. And we're still in denial as an American group of Americans that, in fact, we've let that happen. And it's just a reality. Government is controlling every facet of our life, and it's a minority of the population in the United States. I'm still convinced of that, that supports this, but I don't know what in the world it's going to take to get enough Americans who feel like you and I do to say enough is enough.
Well,
we're done.
You know, Charles, what they're doing in this body part thing is against the federal law. There's all types of statutes about selling body parts.
And they discussed that on Planned Parenthood.
But here's the thing that bothers me. You're sitting here talking to me about this, Charles, and we're discussing this. We say that there's something wrong here when somebody sits over their salad and discusses, you know, body parts of a baby. And it is against the law to do these things. And yet I don't see, is there a show, is it on NBC, is it on CBS, is it on ABC? Do you see any of the mainstream going out there and saying Planned Parenthood has made some huge mistakes here? I mean, you can talk, and the only thing they apologized about was, the tone of it wasn't very good, the tone wasn't very good. Do you see anybody getting fired? Do you see them saying anything besides the fact is, hey, you know what? I take $548 million from the federal government. That's how much we give Planned Parenthood every year. But, over $500 million.
But, Carl, you're acting like you still believe that NBC, CBS, ABC are a media, independent media source. They absolutely are not. They get their walking papers, their little piece of paper every day from the establishment. That's what they talk about. If you don't believe it, switch between channels. You'll get the same word, the same message on each one of those stations.
And when the
it's all press release, and it's all you say this today, and that's how it is.
All right, we've got to take a break. Charles, thanks a lot for getting Trish so upset. The other thing, too, is that when they asked the question about their legislation talking about cutting off funding to Planned Parenthood, What Josh Earnest said, Josh Earnest, of course, is the and you'll hear his name later on because we're going to talk about Chattanooga, said was, well, you know what, that's dead on arrival. I mean, that's what he said. He said, it doesn't make, you know.
It's Republican fault.
Sanctuary City is Republican fault. And all this is dead on arrival. We're not doing anything.
If anything happens.
Pass any legislation you want. But you know what, House and Senate? Pass the legislation. Grow some and start passing legislation. Make him at least veto it. At least make Obama make a stand here. You know, have him come up and say, oh, no, it's okay for them to sell body parts. Oh, no, it's okay for people to be shot down in the streets because they're wearing a uniform at a recruiting station. We're going to talk about that when we come back. Okay, he never said that. I take that back. He never said anything. But let's talk about that a little bit because we need to talk about that, Flags at Half Staff, and what happened down in Texas with Sandra Bland. We'll be right back.
Continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
Get ready, Northern California fight fans. The NorCal Tough Man competition is coming to Redding at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Room Fights presents the NorCal Tough Man competition, brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino. Saturday night, July 25th, featuring tough local and regional fighters going to war, fighting a battle, up to $1,000 in prize money for each weight class. And yes, we've got ladies fights too. Don't miss this event. This event will sell out, so get your tickets now, online or at the River Club. Gold section just $40. Bronze only $30. And $20 for silver seating. Great entertainment is happening at Wind River Resort and Casino with the NorCal Tough Man Competition. Live Saturday night, July 25th. Doors open at 6:30 with fights starting at 7:30. For competitor information, call Mike Brown, 541-826-2127. Or visit RogueFights.com. Must be 21 to attend this event. For official rules and details, log on to WindRiver.com. It's better at the river.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back. Thursday, July the 23rd, 68 degrees out there, going up to 90 today. 10 minutes till 9 here, Carl Butt and Trish Clark. Hey, come on down.
10 minutes left. We have so much left to
talk about. So much to talk about. Hey, come on down to View 202 on Sunday. They have brunch there from 11 to 1. I'm sorry, 11 to 2. Brunch and Linda sings from 11:30 to 1:30 there with her jazz ensemble.
Planning on that on Sunday.
Come on in on Sunday and just have a good time. They've got mimosas. They have a new new brunch menu with executive chef Dustin Heisler. Has started out. It's very reasonable prices. You can have a great time. You're sitting out there on the veranda. And it is just beautiful views.
You said 11 to 2?
They serve the brunch from 11 to 2. Linda sings from 11:30 to 1:30. Come on out. Give them a call at 226-8439 because you need reservations out there because they usually are filled up now out there. Okay.
Oh, got it. What's the number for reservations?
226-8439.
Doing it.
All right. The... people in here are talking about, you've got to take responsibility for actions, that you do have to have a way of removing very truly evil people from society. You got to figure out how to do that. I think personally the hanging was okay. The firing squad.
I think there's a variety of ways you can get rid of them, exactly the way they got rid of their victims. Oh, I'm a little hard.
Yeah, I know. Okay. Let's go on back. Let's go to Sandra Bland. Now, here's a lady from Illinois.
This has so many questions involved.
This is just a tragedy here. Yes. A black, an African American driving from Illinois with Illinois plates gets pulled over for failure to put on her signal, a lane change. She gets pulled over for that in Texas. Well, right there, I think, if they came up, what'd you stop me for? You failed to signal a lane change. And I'd be sitting there thinking to myself, well, there must not be much crime in this town. At that point, it starts to escalate. And
she's
to the point
smoke
where she's
smoking.
Well, I don't know if she was blowing smoke in his face or not, but he said to her, "Please," he said, "put out your cigarette." She says, "No," or "Why?" And so then it starts, and it ends up him taking her out of the car, and they get into he's handcuffing her, and he says he's being kicked by her, and all this. He's called for backup. They take her into jail. 3 days later, she's still in jail. They find her hung with like the plastic bag from trash or something. In her cell. Well, as you can imagine, the family is just a little bit upset about this, as they should be. What in the heck happened here? But they did, Los Angeles Times, who was not always, you can't call a conservative group, talked to a number of law enforcement officers, and yes, there is because you've got it on dash cam, the whole thing. The point is that did it escalate beyond what it should have? Absolutely. Was the policeman wrong in the legal sense at any time telling her to do certain things? No. Never was. Can he order you out of your car? If a policeman orders you out of the car, step outside of the car. Get outside the car. Just get outside the car. The other thing, too, is that, you know, and then it goes on. And so, put out the cigarette. Why? Because police have had the cigarettes stuck in their face, on their hands, you know, been assaulted.
Bottom line, that could have all been done away with if she had just simply put out the cigarette, let him write his ticket, and get on her way.
And muttered underneath her breath.
Called him whatever she wanted to as she was driving away.
We have to not
argue with the authority like that.
And because you're not going to win. You're just
not
going
to win.
You're from Illinois.
You think he's wrong, take it to court.
And
that's,
you know what?
The system as we have it.
Yes. Just don't argue. Okay, let's go to Chattanooga.
Yeah,
this is going to be investigated. But, you know, the whole thing is...
The immediate assumption is that the cop was wrong, and that's my problem with it. And I don't know any of the facts as to whether he was or he wasn't. But stop immediately jumping to the conclusion that it's the police officer that's wrong.
Could have been de-escalated? Yeah, I'm sure it could have. But as soon as you raise your voice and you start trying to talk over a policeman... Guess what?
You're not going to win that argument.
It doesn't.
You're not going to win it.
Someday, listen to Chris Rock on how to handle yourself when pulled over by a policeman.
And if you think he's wrong, then take it to a judge.
That's it. But and no matter how much you think you were picked on because of your
color,
race, your religion, whatever it is,
you're not winning that argument.
You're not going to win it. Okay.
Okay.
Going on to Chattanooga. This terrorist who killed these four Marines and a sailor. It appears that when he got into the reserves.
Wait a minute. Could we frame up front? We had a terrorist attack on a military base in the United States again. Go ahead.
He went into the reserve center and he attacked, crashed through the gate. He walked in the building. He didn't kill anybody in the building. It's not until he got through. He was shooting at everybody. It's not until he got on the outside that he killed the four Marines and the sailor. Because the Marines were doing what they're supposed to do. When that firing started, they started trying to get people out of the building. This is what it looks like. It also looks like one of the Marines and perhaps a Navy officer started returning fire at this guy. I wrote a blog yesterday. It's called Gun-Free Zones. Really? There is no such thing as a gun-free zone, my friends. There is no such thing as a gun-free zone. It's gun-free only because you keep it gun-free. Bad guys, bad women, crazy people, people with hatred, paranoia, religious hatred. It's not gun-free to them. Guess what? Because they have guns. Bottom line is that somebody did return fire, and they're gonna, you know, and they have shown that everybody who was killed was by the terrorist weapon. So. Oh, well, maybe they were caught in a crossfire. No, they were dead from the terrorist weapon.
And as somebody who, if in fact it's a gun-free zone and those military people were armed, are we going to end up prosecuting them because they were in a gun-free zone?
And that is the question. Is that Navy commander, lieutenant commander who returned fire with his own private firearm, is he going to go? Let's go to phones. Coach Bob.
Hey, good morning. Quick thing. When I was in the military, I was always advised that you don't have to follow an illegal order.
Uh-huh.
There you go.
And I don't know what authority a policeman has to tell you to put out a cigarette, save for maybe if you're in a gas station. I've never heard that one in my life.
Uh-huh.
First time I've ever heard of a
policeman
telling someone to put out a cigarette. I mean, what's the reason?
The only reason I said that was because they talked to a number of retired policemen and a lot of police experts, and they said, what is this about the cigarette? One guy said that he can't tell you to put out a cigarette. Other police have said, no, we can tell you to put out a cigarette because they have been using assaults on police. You know, they put it up against the guy's face or something.
But all of that is irrelevant because you're not winning that argument at that point in time with that officer.
And I think that
it's only going to turn out bad. If you think you don't have to, then take that to court. You're not winning that argument at that point
in
time.
Unfortunately, Trish, we know how that ends up in court.
Yeah.
But doggone it, it's not worth your life to not, I mean, at that point. Choose the mountain you want to die on.
And that's why the policeman shouldn't, in my opinion, shouldn't have escalated it.
He shouldn't
into
have.
Something it shouldn't have it, been. Because it, I heard the guy's voice
true.
On the
yeah.
on the
tape. Yeah,
he was out of control.
Yeah.
And that's true. And that's, you know, we're not even discussing that part. But we did say is there's at some point the policeman can really de-escalate the whole thing. And I've seen examples of this where they can go from this is happening to it just, you know, it just they calm everything just with a few words. So
absolutely.
Okay, Coach Bob, we got another.
Bye bye, Yang.
All right, Roberta, we only got like a minute. Roberta, we only have a minute.
Okay, I just wanted to say that the police officer was totally in the wrong. He is a professional. He's not just another citizen. He's trained. He's a professional, and he's responsible totally for the situation with this woman. She is just a citizen. He is a professional being paid to do a job.
Okay.
And we have good and bad in everything. I don't question that for a moment.
Good point, Roberta. Okay, in the last minute or two right here, here's what's happening since that shooting, is that you're seeing Americans – coming down and putting themselves in front of these recruiting stations,
mm-hmm.
armed Americans that are there to protect them because they are not changing. They're not changing their policy right now. They're still. They've already said it. We're not changing policy on base. Not everybody's going to be carrying a gun. They are looking at the policies though about people on independent duty, like recruiters, in this because just the thought of this. Okay, we're going to have everybody carry a concealed weapon. The training, all those things that you have to be able to do to meet all the that local rules. So this is, but they're looking at.
I have one comment, just one tiny comment. The president of the United States could not even fly the flags at half mast.
5 days.
Took five days. Are you kidding me?
It took 5 days.
Much trouble in this country.
Well, besides that, everybody, I want everybody to have a great day. Tomorrow, we're going to have Friday, and we're going to have a great day today. Hey, remember, it's good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Opponents of the Iran nuclear deal are not mincing any words as they grill Secretary of State Kerry about the controversial accord at a Senate hearing today.
I believe you've been fleeced.
Tennessee's Bob Corker addressing Secretary of State John Kerry.
What I think you've actually done in these negotiations is codify a perfectly aligned pathway for Iran to get a nuclear weapon just by abiding by this agreement.
John Kerry.
The choice we face is between an agreement that will ensure Iran's nuclear program is limited, rigorously scrutinized, and wholly peaceful, or no deal at all.
Kerry calling hopes for a better deal a fantasy.
SRN's Wally Hines on Capitol Hill. His focus is immigration as Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump travels to the Mexican border today. He was supposed to meet with a union representing Border Patrol agents, but the union...